From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Fullness of Christ, an overview of Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Paul wrote this epistle to combat a danger to the Colossian church by calling the attention of the believers to the fullness which is in Christ. His central theme is the person of Jesus Christ and the relationship which he sustains to his people. Contrary to the vain deceits which the false teachers were trying to impose on the church, Paul argued that Christ is the all-sufficient Savior, to whom nothing needs or can be added. In the course of the epistle, Paul emphasized that all of God's fullness fills Christ. He went on to remind the Colossian Christians that Christ's fullness fills his people, so that they need nothing else. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Rain Without Clouds? Never. The text is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Why, then, do we dread the clouds which now darken our sky? True, for a while they hide the sun, but the sun is not quenched. He will shine out again before long. Meanwhile, those black clouds are filled with rain, and the blacker they are, the more likely they are to yield plentiful showers. How can we have rain without clouds? Our troubles have always brought us blessings. They always will. They are the black chariots of bright grace. These clouds will empty themselves before long, and every tender herb will be the gladder for the shower. Our God may drench us with grief, but he will not drown us with wrath. Nay, he will refresh us with mercy. Our Lord's love letters often come to us in black-edged envelopes. His wagons rumble, but they are loaded with benefits. His rod blossoms with sweet flowers and nourishing fruits. Let us not worry about the clouds, but sing because May flowers are brought to us through the April clouds and showers. O Lord, the clouds are the dust of thy feet. How near thou art in the cloudy and dark day! Love beholds thee and is glad. Faith sees the clouds emptying themselves and making the little hills rejoice on every side.
Why should my heart be so faint?
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
Now, here we get into the mystery of the Incarnation, and I must confess that we cannot comprehend it. At best, we can describe it. That's what the Shorter Catechism does. It's what's called Chalcedon Christology. After the Council of Chalcedon in the year 451, where they give the best theological statement about the person of Christ, bringing together all the teaching of the Word of God. The Shorter Catechism sums it up in the answer to the question, who is the Redeemer of God's elect? The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who, being the eternal Son of God, became man, and so was and continues to be God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. Now, that doesn't define anything. That simply describes. That's taking various statements from the Bible and putting them together. As God, all fullness of deity belongs to the Son. But as man, all the fullness of grace was given him to fill him for his work. Now, let me give you what the Scripture says about God bestowing grace on Christ as the Savior. John 3, verse 34, the Spirit was given without measure unto Christ. Luke 4, verse 18, the Lord Jesus quotes from Isaiah 61, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach. In Matthew 12, verse 18, there is a quotation from Isaiah chapter 41. Again, where the Lord is promising to give his Spirit to his servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you go back to chapter 41, you'll find in verse 6, the Father says to the Son, I will help thee. In chapter 50 of Isaiah, and in verse 4, we have the Son speaking now. And he says, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Here are texts of Scripture that all point in one direction, that God gave the grace. God bestowed upon his Son as the mediator the fullness that made him the perfect Savior. And this is what the three texts that I have read to you this morning from Colossians 1:19 and chapter 2, 3 and 9, this is what they're saying. John Owen, the great Puritan theologian, summed it up beautifully. He said, there is no grace that is not in Christ, and every grace is in him in the highest degree. The fullness of God fills the Lord Jesus Christ. But secondly, the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ fills his people. This is why I said that our text sums up the whole epistle very admirably. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are filled full in him. The fullness of Christ fills his people. Now, what it's saying is that he is the sole channel and mediator of divine grace to us. You see, it is Christ who died. It is Christ who rose. It is Christ alone who can convey fullness and grace. All the fullness of God is in Christ. There is nothing, there is no grace of God outside of Christ. There is no mercy outside of Christ. There is no love outside of Christ. God has put everything of his fullness, of his grace, in the person and through the merit of Jesus Christ. And it is only Christ who is the mediator. It is Christ who is the channel. So much for this ecumenical garbage today that there are many ways to God. And Jesus Christ is just one of them. So much for this heretical theology that the love of God is so great that it reaches all mankind, whether in Christ or out of Christ. I was reading the hair-splitting of a Roman Catholic theologian just a few days ago. He was trying to prove that
Christ rejecting Jews or the covenant people of God, individually still in covenant with God, and that they will get to heaven despite their rejection of Christ. And he was saying that there is a world of difference between saying that all the grace of God reaches men through Christ, and that every man must receive Christ in order to be saved. He's saying there's a world of difference. What he meant was that Christ gives his grace to everybody, Jew or Gentile, whether they receive him or not. What does the Bible say? He that believeth not shall be damned. That's the old-fashioned biblical statement. He that believeth not shall be damned. In Christ, life, salvation, grace. Without Christ, Paul says, Ephesians 2, is to be without God. And it is to be without hope. You see, the fullness of Christ fills his people, for he is the sole mediator and channel of divine grace. And it is his fullness, I want you to emphasize that, that belongs to all his people. It belongs to them collectively, as the church, it belongs to them individually. Chapter 1, verse 18, he is our head. Now keep that in mind as you think of that lovely Psalm 133, which speaks of the precious ointment that was poured upon the head of the high priest, that flowed down upon the beard and right down to the skirts of the garment. Aaron there is a picture and type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fullness, the anointing, was poured upon the head. But from and through the head it reaches to the very skirts of his garment. It reaches to the entire body that is covered by the garment of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. His fullness belongs to the whole church. And this fullness belongs to every individual Christian. You, says Paul, are filled full in him. And that fullness, therefore, brings every spiritual blessing to the people of God. Paul said in Ephesians 1 that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Well, this is what he's teaching here. For instance, and again, I'll only outline this for you. In chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, he says, in him we have redemption. Redemption is release through the payment of a ransom price. What a wonderful truth. We have redemption. It's not just some hodgepodge of religious notions that we have. It's not a little religious theory. It's not a little system of theology. It's not a code of ethics. It is redemption we have through the blood of Christ. Then verse 19 to 22, we have reconciliation. Thank God we are no longer alienated from God in our minds by wicked works. For he has reconciled us in the body of his flesh through death. He has reconciled us, as verse 20 puts it, he made peace through the blood of his cross. Reconciliation. And then, in the passage we read from verse 11 of chapter 2 through to verse 15, we have justification. Some lovely terms there. It says, in Christ you're circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Circumcision is a spiritual work. He says it's without hands. It's not the fleshly rite. It's the spiritual reality that lay behind the fleshly rite. It's a spiritual work. And notice it's done in, literally. The word by at the end of verse 11, by the circumcision of Christ, is in the circumcision of Christ. Now I'm going to step out on a limb. Some theologians and commentators don't agree with me in this, but I can't help that they get it wrong sometimes. And I believe that this is another one of Paul's many references to our union and our identification legally with Christ. He says in a mysterious yet gloriously real way, you were circumcised in the circumcision of Christ. In other words, in that act of circumcision of the infant Christ, as the Son of God came down to earth in the flesh and submitted himself to the law of God and satisfied the law of God. In that act, God provided the ground for our justification. And thank God we have been circumcised. We have had the body of the flesh and of the sins of the flesh put away. Bless God today. We have this in Christ. Then, since it's in Christ, we can say, united with Christ in his death. Verse 12, buried with him in baptism. And it's the baptism into his death. United to Christ in his death, we now live by the faith of God. And that is faith in the resurrecting power of God. We have life, we have liberty. He says, you're pardoned. You see what that verse 14 says? He has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. We are pardoned because the law is satisfied. We're clear before the law. Can you imagine what it is? You go to the Ten Commandments today. And just let them look into your heart. And stand for a moment before them in your own best efforts. And see if you can hold your head up. You can't do it. That law condemns the most upright person here. But the apostle is saying, stand on redemption ground. Stand on the ground of the shed blood of Christ. And you'll see that the handwriting of ordinances, the awful condemnation of the broken law, everything that was contrary to us, is now taken out of the way. It is nailed to the cross. The law is satisfied. We are justified. That's what he's saying. And what's more, we're not only set free from the condemnation of the law, but we're set free from satanic dominion. Verse 15, he has spoiled principalities and powers. These people who were afflicting the church at Colossae were evidently taken up with supernatural principalities and powers. They were big in their talk about spiritual beings. Well, Paul is saying, look, you need never be under the dominion of any spiritual being because Christ has spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in the cross. He is the head of all principality and power. So the fullness of God is in Christ. And the fullness of Christ fills us and brings us every spiritual blessing, namely redemption, reconciliation, and justification, and all that flows therefrom.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.